This show is a Phonic Media production.
It's nearly Valentine's Day, guys. Ooh. So let's find out if me and you are still compatible.
Ooh, ooh. We're going to get sexy.
I doubt it.
Hey, friend!
Hey, friend, how are you? You lovely, lovely, lovely bunch. Hope all is
Valentine's
going well in your
world.
It's Valentine's Day, guys.
Do you remember those days when you used to feel so excited about seeing
Valentine's
your boyfriend
Day.
Or girlfriend?
You go to the Anne Summers and buy those sexy pants.
Probably in the wrong size.
Probably. I've got them in an 18. She's saying she's a 12, but she's a perfect 14.
I mean, to
me.
Be fair, I have not stopped eating cake over Christmas, so
just
who knows?
Just more of you to love. More cushion for the pushing.
Never ever say that again.
I'm not even sorry.
No, but seriously, do you remember? I remember Valentine's when I was little, like even in primary
when
school.
You were little?
Yeah, in primary school when I fancied a boy called Danny Ryan. And then,
what are you talking about us here?
And then,
Danny Ryan.
And then he gave me like this thing where it's like my last Rolo. And I remember being like, oh my God.
Danny
who
Ryan.
Cares?
Kids called Danny were always like cool at school, weren't they? Was he cool?
Yeah.
We had a couple of Dannys at school.
Yeah,
really
Danny's
cool.
Always
they had like
cool.
The super high undercut.
Yeah.
And like an illegal motorbike.
I think George could have been a Danny, couldn't he?
Well, he is Danny.
His middle name's Danny.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress.
This is why we haven't got any romance. We talk about romance. You talk about your school kids and our kids' names.
Romance is so
I would love
dead.
To, but I can't because there's no romance. Get it?
I think as well as part of this edition for Valentine's, because James and I aren't particularly romantic. We try and have dates, but then like James does things like books these lovely nights out and then realises he's booked it a year later. So now we're going out on a Sunday night. I mean, who the fuck goes out on a Sunday night?
Sunday.
So we aren't particularly romantic.
Ooh, Sunday. We're also going to a comedy. That's
and,
not romantic.
No.
Ooh,
and also, as you've heard before, our underwear drawer is horrific. And I actually made a pledge. We both did. Like, no, we're going to go shopping. We're going to buy some nice underwear. I'm not even talking about like sexy. I'm just talking about just like...
No holes.
Not bad.
Not in a good way.
So I think on Instagram one night, we should have like a burning ceremony of our like old underwear that...
The ones that,
that
you hate the most
fillers,
are mine.
Yeah.
I'm currently in. My balls are currently warm in them as we speak. Oh, ooh, warm
they are
balls.
So bad. They're like palm trees from about.
Honestly, you
I
have
think
got
you've had
no.
Them for so years.
You have
so many years.
So years.
So yeah.
You got them for so years.
Mine are terrible. Mine are like.
They're still maternity
knickers. Like,
no, they're not
near
sort
they
of. They are fully maternity knickers. You haven't had, you haven't born a child in nearly
and
4 years.
You know when like the stretchiness as well. It's just like it's not
just
even
hanging
there
on the elastics, going fucking out. Oh my God! Ah, guys! She's glue free biscuits! Ah! Oh, guys!
Oh, God, it is so depressing.
Now, mine are not much
although,
better.
I did buy a really nice pair of underwear, random, too much information, but I had a green top when I was going out in November, so I needed a green bra.
So, the only time she gets nice underwear is when she's going out without me.
No, but I just needed a green bra. But then, because I was buying the bra, I was like, I might as well buy the knickers. Do you remember? And I bought them back, and they had all these sort of, like... Bits of
oh my God, yeah. So what the hell are you supposed to do? Did you try and put one like dungarees? I think one like the straps are supposed to like just gently rest on your arse cheek, but instead you like hoist them over your shoulder.
Like, I thought I cannot
like
wear these out.
Scaffolding. Anyway, sexy time. So today on the podcast we are
you're
going
having
to
having a nice romantic Valentine tomorrow.
Well, not yet. Yeah, tomorrow. Enjoy tomorrow. Maybe
tomorrow.
If you're done?
Yeah.
Maybe if you don't, if you're stuck for ideas, maybe listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
You're
put on the candles.
Other. Turn down the lights and see if some shit Manta like, gets them.
Put on the crock pot.
I was going to say, see if this podcast gets them moist. I can't say that.
You just said it.
I said it, didn't I?
Who is it who hates the word moist?
I do. I hate the word moist. What's that? That's a knocking noise. Can't be moist and a knock. That is disgusting. Anyway, today we have found online, we have found a relatability, compatibility quiz. So we're going to find out
I know
today,
where this is going to go.
Are we still compatible? Okay.
Are we?
And you guys can join
us.
In at home.
Yeah, join in at home.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, This quiz says, a lot of people think of compatibility as something fixed and formulaic, often basing it on stuff like having similar personalities, hobbies or interests in common.
We actually don't have similar personalities. No. I'm much more kind than you are.
That's fair.
I'm joking.
That's fair.
No, you are kind.
I'm not, compared to you. You're soft
as
shit.
No, you are kind. No, you're soft as shit sometimes. No, I'm soft. You're not soft. You're hard.
Here he is. Making your own jokes.
We don't have any hobbies in common. You like to do things that keep you fit. I like to do things that keep me fucking sat on my ass.
God!
eating cake in my maternity knickers.
Oh, my God. I know we're well past the Christmas chat, but how good was this year's Christmas cake?
Yeah, my mum makes it every year. It was particularly good.
Good cake. Anyway, but focusing on these kinds of factors can leave you feeling that when things aren't going so well, there's not a lot you can do. You can get stuck in the cycle of thinking it's not working because it's so different.
I'm miming.
So what's the point of trying? Thanks for letting me. Guys, if you're listening to this podcast rather than watching, seriously, click the link in the show notes and go to YouTube so you can watch it because the mime was spectacular. Human beings aren't fixed and formulaic. As individuals, we're constantly changing, growing and hopefully learning. Compatibility is enriched by how much time you spend together. I'm doing weird sign language now. How much time you spend together. How much you're both willing to give and take. How much are you willing to give? About your willingness to work together as a team. If you're worried about how compatible you and your partner might be, then our quiz can help. It'll allow you to think about whether your values are in sync, how much effort you're making to develop and maintain your compatibility, and look at what you can do.
I know the answers already. No effort. Together. We do grow together though, don't we? We ride the waves together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop each other from drowning moderately. So you ready? You ready for the quiz?
I'm ready, so I've got itchy boob.
Let's...
Sorry about that.
Izzy Wizzy, let's get quizzy. It's time to find out, are we compatible? Oh, is that it?
Is that it?
Oh, that's a shit jingle, isn't it? Sorry, I thought I had like a really good jingle
there.
Like when
you think
I'm really sorry
about
that.
Someone slipped you down.
Yeah, that's shit. Sorry. I'm pressing my jingles. There you go. So it's time to find out, are we compatible? Is it hit? Is it miss? Is it time?
Are we going to have to log in and sign up to some
probably
shit at the end?
Some shit.
Oh,
again.
It's all going to go wrong
right
at the end, guys.
Here we go. Question number one on the compatibility quiz of compatibility. Question one. As a couple, would you...
Hang on. Who's answering it? You or me?
Both. It's a couple.
Oh.
This is why we probably struggle with compatibility, because you're like a fucking bulldozer.
Okay, yeah.
So we will answer it as a couple.
Okay.
As a couple, would you say... Would you say...
Would you say...
Would you say... my wife. Would you say that you share... a common vision for your future?
Well, what's the options?
No, not really.
Okay.
B, no, not at the moment. We'll just see what happens. C, mostly yes, but we haven't got it all plotted out. Or is it D, yes, we frequently talk about our future goals together?
I know what I'm saying. I know, on the count of three, we have to say A, B, C or D,
okay.
You ready?
One, two, three, D!
Really?
That went so well.
Never.
Really?
I mean, we're completely... About? C says, mostly...
Mostly yes, but we don't have it all plotted out.
Yeah, we don't have it all plotted out. What's our goals then, James? What are we planning
or
for?
Or D, we frequently talk about our future goals together.
Oh,
we're always
okay
talking about the future,
yeah, right,
and
do
what we want to achieve.
I hadn't listened.
Surprise,
I was
surprise.
So fixed on C. But we haven't got it all figured out. Okay, D. Press D. Lock it in.
Lock it in,
lock
D.
Should we do this when we lock it in? Lock it in. If you're watching on YouTube,
again,
we're
just a great
in
reason to run shit.
Another great reason.
Okay, you ready?
Or should we question... do like a lock? Let's do like
just
a...
Just stop. Question two. No. Oh, that's so...
You're
the
such
thumb, your thumb crack. It's so dry. That's not even... That shouldn't be. Is that even skin anymore? It's white. Why is it so dusty in there?
I don't even know.
Show the camera your thumb crack dust.
Look. Oh, no,
someone zoom
horrible
in on that. It's foul. That's a good reason to watch on YouTube. Okay. If someone asked you how compatible you were as a couple, what would you say? Would you say we're just rubbing along? Who's ever said rubbing along?
Rubbing along?
Just rubbing along, I guess. I don't tend to give
should
it much
thought.
Should
we try rubbing along?
I'd love to try rubbing along. Is it the second one? B, we don't have that much in common, but we're okay for now. Is it C, our relationship isn't perfect, but we're strong as a couple? Or is it D, we see ourselves as very connected, we're on the same page about the things that are most important
okay
to us?
Okay, you ready? One,
two, three, D!
Yay! Lock it in.
Absolutely disgusting.
Lock it in.
Guys, if you
How
are playing...
How many questions are there? Because this could go on forever.
I actually have no idea. Right. Guys, hopefully you're playing along at home. And please let us know in the comments.
And if you're sat there going, oh my God, we're so incompatible. And we've completely just ruined your whole relationship. Let us know. Or we apologise, but disclaimer, it's all down to you.
Valentine's winner or Valentine's solo dinner. Right, okay, you ready now?
Locked in.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't start not working.
Oh, come on, shit website.
Oh, come on, Virgin Media, don't let us down.
It's going to, isn't it?
It's what it does. Wow, this is... This is interesting. Wow. Should we just let like real silence and just see what happens?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, is it working? Here we go.
Question number three. Sorry, if you're listening and it sounds a bit disjointed, there's about a 30-second fucking gap because of our crap internet. This is what they did last time.
No, they lure you in, Virgin Media. They're like, oh my God.
Don't say who it is.
Why? I'm not allowed.
Anyway, you can do. Virgin Media.
I love Virgin Media.
Do you?
I love them.
I love every Virgin brand apart from Virgin Media. There you go. I've said it. Question three. How do your political views match those of your partner? You don't even talk about it. You think, I don't know how you vote, you numpty. It's like night and day, we avoid talking politics. Is it B, we scream our differing opinions at each other? Is it C, on a few things we match, but a lot of the time we agree to differ? Or is it D, we have a lot of similar views and we've learned to respect each other's viewpoint when we disagree? Let's lock in. One, two, three.
D! Hey! Oh my God, we're such a perfect couple.
Oh my God, I can't believe how aligned we are.
To be fair, politics is a thing that I'm just not that hot on anyway. I'm pretty shit. And my dad seems to know everything that goes on in the world and is like, the world's so shit. My mum literally has no care and just doesn't want to know it. So I kind of probably sit
behind
that. Yeah,
but this is the interesting thing about the press and the media, that your dad will tell you what's so shit based on the one newspaper that he reads.
Yeah, he doesn't read a newspaper anymore.
I guess Apple News, yeah. Isn't it? Oh,
it's
God,
it's on your phone. It's
worse.
Like, it's the worst. Anyway.
I hear the notification go off when we were painting together. I was like, oh God, here we go down a hole.
How to stop being like worried about things, like do not just have the news on your phone.
Yeah. Right, ready? Question four. When it comes to religion, are there any points of contention? Is it A, we don't really talk about religion as we all know it will cause an argument? Is it B, we can never agree on this and we argue all the time? Is it C, we do differ in some ways but we try to make it work? Or is it D, we have similar ideas and we've worked to understand our differences too? You ready? Guys, if you're playing along at home,
lock it in. Ready?
One, two, three, D!
Oh my God. I feel like I know where this quiz is going.
Is it going to be all D?
I think it needs to get exciting.
My
quick.
Tagline for Valentine's Day is going to be all D, all about the D. Slurping.
Clickbait for Jay.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah. For the marketing people.
It's
all about the D. But that ruined the idea of the quiz then, won't it? Anyway, whatever. Right. Question five. How do you spend your spare time as a couple? A, we don't really spend much of our free time together. If you're in a couple and you don't spend any of your time together.
Yeah, dream. What?
Oh, fine. Is it A, we don't spend much time together? Oh, I know. Sorry. Kids at a seaside jingle. Unnecessary.
Freaky.
Don't spend much time together. B, we argue a lot about not spending enough of our spare time together. So the first one you're not spending time, the second one you're arguing. Mm. We tend to pursue our hobbies separately, which works for us. Or D, we have a nice balance between shared interests and separate hobbies. Ooh. Hey, take your time.
Yeah.
Let me know via...
I'm in. Ready? One, two, three,
C!
Okay. No, I think we share loads of the same interests.
But we do pursue hobbies separately.
Yeah, but it said that in D.
Yeah, we have a nice balance between shared hobbies and separate hobbies. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
One, two, three, D! Locked in.
It's all about the D. You can actually hear how... Listen, that's disgusting. Listen.
Why that mean?
That's near a mic. Put your hand near the microphone.
Yeah, of course it's going to make that noise.
Not like that. It's like...
Moving
like
on.
Sandpaper. Okay,
should we just go to the end? Because we're just going to be like D for everything.
Oh, D. Question six. When it comes to finances... Oh, dear. How does your attitude differ to that of your partner? Okay, cool. A, we don't bother talking about money. B, we have pretty different attitudes when it comes to money, which tends to cause arguments. That must be really difficult if you've got like, and I've one of our clients is like a narcissistic trauma recovery specialist, and one of the tactics that people use is like financial abuse, and her husband racked up like 70 odd grand worth of debt, and she was like, please stop spending. He just carried on spending and spending and spending and spending. That must be really tough, mustn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, me and you, we've got more month than we have money every month, but at least we're in it together, so that's nice. So we're not B. C, we prefer to keep our finances separate so we're responsible for our own money decisions. Okay, interesting. Or D, we tend to agree on most things to do with money. We are in the habit of discussing things and we make decisions together.
Oh, I don't know where we go with that one.
Really?
What are you thinking?
We don't keep our finances separate, do we?
Well, I still got money in my account. You have,
have
money
you?
In your account.
Where's this money?
And then there ain't any in there. But and then we have a joint account. Like, you wouldn't know necessarily what I spend my money on. But I would say that we're
connected. You are making yourself sound well sinister.
You know, like, as in if I went
new
to
bra,
a shop
only
or whatever.
When you're going out with other people and spare money, I don't know what you spend it on.
Your lips, clown lips. Winter clown
chapped.
Lips. In the winter, James's lips go like all red, like a clown. Anyway, no, what I was saying is,
romance
I don't
special.
Know. I don't know with that one. What do you reckon?
Oh, I reckon it's D.
Let's lock it in.
Lock in?
Yeah.
Ready to lock in?
We're both quite similar in that we're both quite spontaneous spenders, which isn't necessarily a good thing.
Let's check.
We're not very good at, maybe that's when we get our wealth management guy on to like kick us into shape, because we don't really plan our finances. We're both quite similar.
We'll go for D, are we? One, two, three, D!
Locked
in. Diddly-dee.
Oh, man, this is like...
Right, number seven. As a couple, would you say that you regularly share a laugh together?
You're so funny. You're so funny.
As a couple, no, not really. We have a... We don't have
just tell me what the fuck D is.
We laugh most days and it makes us feel connected.
That's D?
Yeah. It's a waste of time doing all this, isn't it? Lock in. One, two, three. D!
D!
Yes, most days.
We do laugh. That is one thing.
Other people are playing along at home. Yeah, selfish podcast.
Sorry.
Is it A, not really, we don't have a similar sense of humour? That must be really difficult. If you're not like, if you don't like laugh at the same stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
That's got, yeah, I don't know, I probably get on board with that. But you've got a very good sense of humour. I'll give you that. Great boobs and great sense of humour. Those are your two
biggest make yourself
facets.
Sound like such a like, I don't even know what the word is.
Not be funny. All you keep thinking about is the D. So... Get it? Because of the quiz?
Yeah,
clickbait.
I get it. It's not funny.
Clickbait for marketing.
Come on, fuck's sake.
B, our humour jars one another. We often... Actually, yeah, I'm going for B. We often end up... Yeah, spit that out. We often end up rowing instead of laughing. C, we do have a... Oh, we have a giggle together. Sometimes we like similar comedy shows. Or D, we share a laugh most days. We feel connected. We've already gone for D. So
oh, so connected.
So connected, guys.
Sometimes you're not funny, though. And, like, you're just annoying.
Question eight. During the holiday season, how easy is it for you to decide whose family to spend Christmas with? Well, fuck me, that's dead easy, isn't it?
Because
I've ostracised all of my... Well, actually, I'm slowly working my way through
this
everybody
is the
who's
worst
not me.
Question ever.
A, we tend to split up and visit our own families. No, we don't do that. B, we often can't agree. Hello, can't read today. We often can't agree and it causes massive rows. C, we tend to spend holiday season away from our families as it makes life easier. Or D, we always plan ahead in order to head off conflict and take it in turns. Oh, no, we don't do that either, do we?
I think we're probably at B in that one. We always have arguments. No, we don't.
We don't? But we also, yeah, none of the above. Oh, what do we do now? Guys, what do we do?
We've got to pick one. Let's go C.
We're going to either stay married or get divorced based on this. Tend to spend holiday season away from our families.
Well, I'd say it
easier.
Is plans ahead to avoid the trauma.
No, but it's planned ahead because we know, like, I don't have anything to do with my family and yours are always coming over. Like, it's just done.
Okay, so then plans.
D?
No.
Lock in the D.
Do you know what? We were having this conversation, like, how many people, if they did a survey, like, how many people actually spend Christmas Day doing what they don't want to be doing? I mean, I love it. Like, I'm always happy. I'm not talking about us, but I'm just saying, like, you have these conversations like, yeah, go in here, don't really want to. And you think, why do we do it to ourselves? Anyway, moving on.
Are you ready? Question nine. Here we go. How close are you when it comes to sex and intimacy?
Oh, God. I wonder what that said then.
What do you think
just
it
from
said?
This angle, I thought it said something much ruder.
A, we just have mechanical sex.
100%.
B, we're pretty passionate. It's the one area that's always been good. C, we like to hold hands and have a cuddle. Or D, intimacy is important to both of us and we always make time to be close.
Oh, fuck off.
Or is it E, one of us is like a dog with two dicks and the other one can't stand the sight of it?
I'm going to go...
Lock it in. It's E. Oh.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? It's like a bit of a mix. Definitely don't prioritise it.
No. You like to hold hands. You like to have a cuddle. You're like, oh, I'll take my back.
I love holding hands and having a cuddle.
Yeah. We'll go for C then, shall we?
Yeah.
Go for C, but I'd like to be...
But no, we
I'd
try. Like we B. do a bit of...
What? We do a bit of what?
Bit of mechanical.
Yeah, we're A or C.
Sometimes we're
but
passionate.
But we should be B and D.
If I'm drunk, no, I don't even drink.
You just like, I feel sick.
Yeah.
I feel sick.
Okay. Locked in. What do we go for there? A. No, what do we do?
That was mechanical C. sex. We hold hands and cuddle.
Fuck, we're boring.
We are, aren't we? Literally. When it comes to talking about raising a family, how similar are you? A, we just
drag
them along.
Up.
B, it's a real bone of contention. C, we realise that we have to compromise. Or D, we have similar values and beliefs about parenting and maintaining regular dialogue to ensure we stay on the same page. Yes.
One, two, three.
D!
Locked in. Hey,
okay,
finished.
Right, are you ready? Right, so that is all 10 questions in the quiz.
See, that's a big thing as well, though, isn't it? Like, when you first get together with someone, that whole talk of, like, family and what you want for the future is quite a big thing. I don't remember us ever really having that chat. I remember at one point when you were just going for a dick phase of, like, yeah, I just don't know if I want children. And I was like, well, can you fucking decide?
And that was like one weekend and you'd just been a spiky bitch.
And then I was like, you're just a... Yeah. Do I actually want to have kids with you?
Luckily, they've come out very, very well.
Wow.
Right, are you ready to find out the results of the quiz?
Let's do it!
Results ring, guys.
Da-na-na, do and you can, love me?
And I can confirm, we are compatible.
Yay!
We are compatible. We should at least give it another year. Drag it ourselves for another year.
21 years.
So it says you have similar beliefs and values about the important things in your lives, from family and friendships to managing money. This has enabled you to create a strong and secure relationship. However,
no.
Hayley's a bit of a frigid bitch and should put out more often, at least more than once a fortnight.
And Jane needs to make more of an effort.
Jamie?
His effort.
Who's Jamie? James. You're buying knickers.
I said
when you
James.
Go out.
That's
you
don't Jamie? Want
yeah.
Jamie.
Never call me Jamie again with Jamie. Your cold hands. I hate when you do that, by the way.
I say
right,
my hands are really cold.
No. Can anyone else at home resonate with this? Hayley all the time goes, oh, my hands are so cold. Feel my hands. And I'm like, I don't. She touches me like on the face. And I'm like, fuck off. If you were a guy doing that, I'd punch you straight in your mouth. Like, why on earth? I've got cold hands all the time. Because I like cold. I like having cold showers and going cold running.
Because you're such a legend.
Anyway, however, so we can stay together. We're a bit compatible. We might as well do it for the kids, etc. However, and I'm not moving house again. However, you both understand that your relationship needs constant and consistent nurturing.
Oh, fuck off.
It's this understanding that stops you from taking each other for granted. I think you take me
I
for granted.
I nurture your bullshit, yeah.
I want you to nurture my
I
balls.
Navigate your bullshit. this is the problem. Is it you just so... You're just so, what's the word? Tacky. You're so tacky.
I'm tacky. You're the one sat in a fucking pink jumper with leopard print as a heart.
Sorry, should we go there with your dress sense? It's like you stole it off a fucking cowboy from like when he was like 14.
The day on the ranch.
Because it don't fit, mate.
It does fit.
You need to re-iron
that
collar.
Don't fit, mate. You've learned that in order to go the distance, you have to maintain a connection, communication and compassion. You invest in this as a couple and regularly work on it, and this keeps your relationship healthy. If you want to work to strengthen your relationship independently, then you can get one of our relationship toolkits, something like that.
What?
Or you can talk to one of our experts. Find the nearest centre. What? Even is this website you sent me?
I have no idea. It's called Relate.
And bring some keys to put in a bowl. Fine.
I love that. Is there one nearby? Maybe we should go there. Maybe we should go see. Find your Relate Centre.
Wow. Oh, it's like a charity, isn't it? Yeah, I'm definitely not doing that. Anyway, so there we go. We are.
We are so connected.
Finished.
What are you getting me for Valentine's? Oh, and do you know what would be my best Valentine's present? Is that you pick the kids up and you do the cooking.
Oh my God, do you make out like yeah, you're you such
don't.
Like a...
No, because you don't like cooking, just so you're never housewife. Around in the week to cook. So yeah, that would be amazing.
Okay, on Valentine's, what day is Valentine's Day?
On steak.
What day is Valentine's Day? I'll find out if it works. If it works.
Do you mean if it works for your diary?
If it works,
it's a
diary.
Wednesday, obviously.
What do you mean it's a, obviously?
Because it's tomorrow, and today's Tuesday.
Oh, of course. Sorry. People know that these get pre-recorded, by the way. They know we're not sat there the day before. You thought you were so clever, didn't you? I can't wait myself. Oh, good God. Oh. Really? Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's tomorrow, Wednesday. Let me see what I can do. Oh, it's Ash Wednesday and Trove Tuesday all in together. So
what,
I better do that.
On Valentine's Day?
Obviously, because it's tomorrow.
Hang on, what is that?
It's like pancake day, yeah.
On Valentine's Day.
Trove Tuesday, no, isn't that the... that's all the religious shit I don't believe in anyway. I just have a pancake. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. It turns out that we are still compatible. We hope you are still compatible.
Oh, I love you, bye.
At home. My brain's gone now.
It's a home.
In a very bad direction. Hope you're compatible as well. If you learned something during that
Tell us. Voice note us on Instagram. Share your love stories.
In fact, do you know what I'd love for the follow-up episode of this? I'd love your shittest love stories when you tried to do something romantic
and it's
just
gone wrong.
Absolute
epic fails.
Categoric.
Epic love fails.
Yeah, love fail. Let's get in touch via Instagram. Click the link in the show notes.
At BusinessMarriagePod.
And you can get in contact. You can either send us a message or, send us a voice now.
Should we do our handshake one more time?
No,
come on, lock it in. Oh. Lock it in.
Bye, everybody. Oh, it actually makes me feel a bit sick. Bye.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.